I've been doing this for 9 years. This is my 36th year on Capitol Hill in some kind of a capacity, either in the government or on the business side, representing clients with the government. It's been a year that I have never seen in my career. Since I started as a page boy in 1972, I've never seen a Congress that worked only 13% of the year. This is a Congress that does this, point at the other guy. This Congress, I'm sure at the end of the year, when you total up the number of bills that are passed, will break every record in the history of the United States for failing to get anything done. It is a paralytic process. You see that reflected now in the polls across the nation. And so I cannot wait personally for the midterm elections to be over in 3 weeks so that I don't have to continue to see these ads, many of which are incredibly inventful. And we can move through the politicians saying, well, we would like to deal with that, but for the midterm elections. So I'm going to be really curious to see what excuse they use after the midterm elections to continue to be paid for working 13% of the time. I defy anyone in this room to try to pull that trick off. It wouldn't work in my business. Now, as for the state of the advanced and cellulosic industry, there's an old expression, you're either the bug or the windshield. And unfortunately, in my own association, some of my guys this year, about 15% of them, have become bugs. That's not a good thing on a summer night when you come in contact with the windshield. The reason the windshield is there is because the uncertainty provided by the federal government. If you look across the history of this great nation, you will find when we stood up the aircraft industry, or you will find when we put a man on the moon, or you will find when we developed the internet. No, it wasn't Al Gore. You will find that there was a deep partnership with the federal government. And that partnership between the federal government and industry is one that has to have clarity and certainty surrounding it. And what we haven't had in the last 2 years is certainty for the people that I represent in my sector, the advanced and cellulosic sector. We've had uncertainty with respect to the RVO. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the numbers. We've had uncertainty in terms of getting the pathways done under the RFS. We've had uncertainty in terms of the compliance division with the quality assurance program. We've had uncertainty with creating new barriers to entry in terms of the implementation of regulations. We've had uncertainty with the tax code in terms of the tax code being on again, off again. This year it's off again. And certainly we've had uncertainty as to whether the Congress was going to do anything about anything on any given frame of time. So what it's done for many of my members, as I like to say, I like to refer to myself as the Collateral Damage Association, it has put us in suspended animation and made it inherently difficult for all of my CEOs to find financing to build these new innovative plants in the United States of America. Many of them are now looking in Brazil or in China or in India for financing and for other opportunities where the frame of reference for the partnership between their government and this industry has been somewhat more stable. Now, let me end on a positive note since that was so dadgum gloomy. The positive note is there are always these vectors. There are always these points of inception where there's an opportunity to move forward. So I personally will deposit today that we may have that opportunity for inflection after the midterm election. I'm trying to be nonpartisan today, but I'm going to tell you when you have a government which is divided and the other guys can always do this, then there is no way to put a metrics accountability system publicly on either party. And so we're 3 weeks in front of the election, and all the pundits are going to have a lot more to say in the last 3 weeks. But if you look at what the Washington Post said this weekend, there's a 95% chance, even better yet, if you look at what Nate Silver said, who's picked every election in the last 6 years, there's a 58% chance that the United States Senate will be a Republican Senate following this midterm election. And we can get into more detail when we get intimate about who's when and where. But I would suggest that if that occurs, if the House and Senate are both Republican, then the Republican Party will have to begin 2015 with an agenda, a clear agenda, so that in the 2016 presidential election, there will be frames of reference between the two parties, and that what that actually could do is it could break loose some of the constraining legislative and regulatory circumstances that have been in place clearly for the last 4 years. So I'm looking forward to kind of delving into some of that and what that might mean and who those players might be and what the specific pieces that might come out are and what the challenges around that are, because there are serious challenges around that should that take place. But I think there could be some opportunity, and I would assert that if that did happen and we were able to move some things forward, then we would have once again reaffirmed that the federal government recognizes the importance of the advanced and cellulosic industry and that they've reconvened a new commitment to our sector, which will clear up this lack of certainty, which would be very, very helpful. So I'm going to stop there, and I really look forward to spending time with you this morning. Thank you.